Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And God is a good God. He is goodness.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't have goodness. He is goodness. He is love. Love is good. Love is kind. Love is gracious. He is love, and He has faith.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to get over there, Greg, in Isaiah 45, and we'll go there. But before we do that, let's go to Mark chapter 11.
There's
something there that I want to point out about how, let me mark this. In the life and ministry of Jesus, in two places, in the 10th chapter, where the rich young ruler came to him. And then 21st verse, Jesus, beholding him, loved him.
Yes.
He loved him. There wasn't anybody that he didn't love. He loved Judas. He gave Judas every opportunity to repent all the way through that thing, knowing he wouldn't.
Right.
But he did. He called him friend. He reminded him, and now Judas knew what that meant. Western people don't. Your friend is what you become friends when you enter into covenant together.
Brother Copeland, he covered him.
Yes, he did.
The disciples asked, because he said, one of you will betray me, and they asked, who is it? He didn't say, that guy right there.
No, he Jesus. Wouldn't do that.
He covered him.
He's just too good for that.
Yes.
And, but look at this in the 11th chapter. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Now, this is what just thrills me so. That fig tree didn't mean anything to Jesus. He used it as an example, of course. He's about to here. But faith did. He didn't even talk about the fig tree. He said, have faith in God. Now, I have a cross-reference here. Have the faith of God.
That's right.
Well, Ephesians 2:8, we are saved by faith, by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. So, the Holy Spirit, by the Apostle Paul, said it is the gift of God. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift.
That's right.
Think about it, and I want to say this to the television audience. Jesus was and is a gift to the world. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the Holy Spirit is the gift to the church.
From Jesus.
Yes, from Jesus. He is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's a good gift. That's the reason it's fun to receive it. That's the reason you don't start frowning up and say, I might get the wrong thing. Jesus took care of that. Mm-hmm. You being a father,
know how to give good.
Would you give a that asked for bread, would you give him a serpent? Yeah. He took care of that right there. Yeah. You're not going to get the wrong thing. Yeah. Yeah, but what if I say the wrong thing? Well, you know, he didn't knock you in the head when he was talking ugly. So, and when I was a little boy, I thought he's going to kill me if sure. I cussed, and I wonder. Well, I won't get into all that. But he didn't. Mm. He didn't hurt me. He never hurt me. Mm-mm. And he would, it, when I did stupid stuff and still do stupid stuff, he takes time to teach me. And I get myself in a jam and in a mess, He doesn't reprimand me for it, but he'll teach me from it. But the problem is never inquiring of him, just go on, just do your thing and then get in a mess. God bless my plan. Well, get his plan, it's already blessed. Anyway, go ahead.
So the goodness of God in that whole thing, they ask, he came to reveal the goodness
yes.
of the Father.
And what I wanted to
One of the disciples said to him, show us the Father. He goes, he said, guys,
look here.
If you've seen me.
You've seen the Father.
So if you want to know what God is like, that's why we can so confidently say God is good. Because if you know anything about Jesus, you know then what the Father's like.
Now, when Jesus was reprimanding the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so forth, he was hard on them. But he did it out of love. There was a time my daddy was hard on me. Thank God he was. And didn't just let me just run loose and do my own thing and get hurt and maybe killed.
Well, I tell you why he was hard on him. The same reason he was hard on Moses for misrepresenting
yes.
God. He said the Pharisees, they sit in Moses' seat, listen to them, but they're misrepresenting
yes.
the Father, just like they're, God is good. What you do with those three words will define your reality. It
oh,
really will.
Say it again.
What you do with those three words, God is good, will define your reality.
Praise God, Greg.
Because you can't have faith in things of God if you don't know He's good, if the Holy Spirit is good. You won't want to receive Jesus' gift. Can you imagine Jesus sending a gift to your house? Oh, excuse me, where's that from? Gee, I don't want that. That's not for today. Are you kidding me? But that's His goodness. So why would He curse that fig tree? And I've said this before. He's fulfilling prophecy
yes.
when He cursed the fig tree. The first Adam covered himself in sin with fig leaves. And Jesus is basically making a statement, because that's the last week of His life on earth in
yes.
His human form. He's making a statement, I'm not going to cover anymore. And if you'll have faith, I won't be covering your sins. Your sins will be removed. So that goes right to that, have faith in God. Once you have faith in what I'm about to do.
And Brother Hagin would say, Greek scholars had taught him this,
yeah.
have the God kind of
God faith. Kind of faith.
Think about that. It's His faith in us.
Mm-hmm.
He trusts us with His faith. Now, for us to just pass that off and say, well, yes, I have the faith of God, but nothing works for me. Well, now, wait a minute. He believes what he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Well, yeah, but that saying stuff doesn't work for me. It just did.
mm-hmm.
It just did. And that's the one I wanted to point out. The love of God is what provided our faith. The love of God provided our healing.
Yes.
The love of God provided our prosperity. Now, the devil gets really pressed hard with a preacher that has money enough to do what God's called him or her to do. That's the reason they just scream and holler at people that preach prosperity. Oh, that prosperity gospel. We don't preach anything but salvation. You don't preach salvation.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, at the very beginning of that whole faith thing, verse 18 tells you the heart. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they saw how they might destroy Him, for they feared Him.
They feared Him.
And faith will not allow me to fear Him. Reverence Him. That's a different
yes,
word.
The fear of God, the awesome reverence of His presence, yes. But I don't fear Him like this. The only time that I did that, and this is worth looking into in John, and this 17th chapter of John,
mm-hmm.
and all of this, I didn't know at the time
Last
because I was just beginning as a student at Oral Roberts University. And I learned something, I learned some things about agreement prayer from Brother Hagin and the power of setting an agreement. And I thought, well, now Jesus is praying here, so I'm just going to agree with everything He says. I didn't realize that the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapter of John was all in that last covenant meal.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
All the instructions.
And I got down here in the 20th verse when he said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. I thought, that's me. Mm-hmm. And I had my Bible in my hand, and I'm in that little living room there where I studied. And I was walking around, and I'm agreeing with this. And I'm just so thrilled with it. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Well, I had a little trouble with that. Mm-hmm. And I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as you do me. What? You mean God loves me as much as he does Jesus? Yes. I don't know. I don't know. But I thought, I said I was going to agree with every word you prayed, Lord. But this is written in red, or I wouldn't believe this.
Right.
That God loves me as much as he does Jesus. But I'm going to say it. I said I'd say it, and I'm going to say it. And I was shaking. I mean, I was trembling. That's not fear of the Lord. That's just being scared.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I said it like that. I said, God loves me as much as he does Jesus. And I'm telling you, my spirit jumped on the inside
sure.
of me. And I thought,
you spoke
well,
life.
Of course.
You spoke life to it.
Yes.
Your spirit.
Of course. He came. He died. Yeah. Because he loved me.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved me. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. I started walking around, and I believed the love. God loves Kenneth. Oh, God loves Kenneth. And I walked around that room, they're kind of up on my tiptoes, just bouncing around the room. God loves Kenneth as much as he does Jesus. Yeah! Glory, God! It just my faith bounded
yes.
to a place where it had never been before. Glory to God.
It defined your reality. Your reality
yes.
changed.
The goodness of God to love a mess like me.
Wow.
But he changed that mess.
Yes. Right.
The day I accepted him as my Lord
absolutely
and Savior.
Absolutely right.
He's no longer the only begotten Son of God. He's the firstborn from the dead.
Yeah.
The firstborn of many brethren.
Quickens your mortal body. He's in you. Look at what he said there. You were referencing John 17. Look at verse 25.
Oh,
righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I've known thee, and these have known that thou sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and his name's not separate from his goodness.
That's right.
Because his name is
oh,
goodness.
That's good.
His name's not separate from love. Look at this. And will declare... And will declare it that the love wherein this loved me be in them and I in them.
That's the way I finished that prayer.
Yeah.
I thought, look at that. The love
yeah.
wherewith God loved Jesus is in me.
Is in you.
I can love like that.
Yes.
And so the world should understand the goodness of God because of us. We ought to be spilling out goodness. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with
yes.
him. There it is in John, that he's praying that he's with us. And so the world should not have a hard time understanding that God is good because they've experienced Christians. Sadly, that hadn't been the case.
No.
In too many times. Because we just really haven't renewed our mind to this. Of the goodness of God, because you'll have people argue, well, God said in his word that I make peace and create evil. So what are you going to do with that? Now, that's Isaiah 45.
Well, let's go over there and look at it.
The spirit of slap comes on me sometimes.
Yes.
I know it's in the Bible. This is before the death, burial, and resurrection. It's in this fabulous passages of Isaiah. But you're taking one thing out of context mm-hmm. when you look at this whole thing.
You have to look at the neighborhood.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I said it verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do these things. And then he goes on down. And look at verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, the maker ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. Now he's talking about ask me about future things. That's our age mm-hmm. is what mm-hmm. talking about. Skip over to verse 19. I have not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. So when you look at all this and you understand the tree of knowledge of good and evil was a tree of judgment, brought you knowledge to discern judgment. Now we have the Holy Spirit, which allows us to discern correctly with these things. Then you go over, let me show you 1 Samuel. If you would, flip to 1 Samuel, because this is where I've heard it taught growing up as a Pentecostal kid that God sent an evil spirit on King Saul. And it's taken from 1 Samuel chapter 18. This is after they were singing that Saul had killed his thousands, David his tens of thousands.
And it made him mad.
Made him mad. All right, so his emotions are involved here.
Yes.
Verse 10, it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand, and Saul cast the javelin. For he said, I will smite David even to the will, to the wall with it, and David avoided out of his presence twice. Okay.
Now why? Saul was afraid of David.
Yes. Same thing.
Because the Lord was with him. And was departed from Saul.
Same thing back over there in Mark.
He's talking about the anointing.
That's exactly right. So there are two Hebrew words for evil. There's two different words that are used. One is ra'ah, which means a sense of calamity. It means wickedness. I mean, not wickedness. It means a disaster, misfortune, hardship. You see God using that form of evil in Sodom and Gomorrah. That was a calamity on those people.
Yes.
Now, it's not evil. The other word is rasha, which means a moral wickedness. No, that's going back to iniquity. God's not the author of that. So when he said this about Saul, he said ra'ah. And it's used, let me just read it to you, when he says, I am the one that creates peace and creates equal calamity. In 1 John 1:5, the Apostle John writes, and in him there is no darkness at all.
That's right.
So this is not God doing this whatsoever. There's a Hebrew, here's what I was looking for, Ruach Elohim Ra'ah. And what that means is the Spirit. The Spirit is Ruach, the Spirit of God. The Spirit will convict you of unrighteousness. What's happening is he's the king. So the Holy Spirit would come upon the king from time to time. Mm-hmm. This is why he would prophesy. The Spirit would come upon Saul and convict him of what you're doing. This is not right. This is not the way we do things. This is not, he didn't condemn him, but he convicted him. So this is really not a great translation of really what was happening. God in his mercy, in his hesed, in his goodness is sending the Holy Spirit to Saul to convict him of the way he's acting. And the way he's behaving.
Yes.
That's all that is. It's not an evil spirit.
So it's, when you say evil spirit, you think about a being. But this is not a being.
No.
This would be, the thing that comes to my mind, is a winning spirit. Mm-hmm. You have, or like, well, we both came out of the military.
Yes, sir.
And you can, the morale of the troops can get down to a place where it's a losing spirit. Mm-hmm. But if it's affecting the whole bunch because of certain things. You have the spirit of this thing, not a being, but the spirit of conviction.
Right, that's what it was.
Spirit of conviction.
It's coming upon Saul. Because it says in Hebrew, Ruach Elohim Ra'ah, the spirit of convicting from the Spirit of God was convicting him because of the status that he's in right there.
Yes.
And so that conviction.
He doesn't have any business acting like that. He's king.
That's right. Act like it. And so the Holy Spirit will never condemn you. Well, the thing that helped me, Brother Copeland, the most overcoming my raising, the way I was raised, was learning the difference between conviction and condemnation.
Yes.
Because I always thought they were the same thing, and they're not.
No, they're not.
Condemnation is
there
your...
There is no condemnation.
Right. Condemnation is you're bad. You're just a bad person. You. And it's pointing to you. Conviction is you're better than that. You know you're better than that. That's not the way you're raised. You're, and
now,
it will bring
that,
you up.
You bring that up. I suffered with condemnation because as a young man, I was out of the will of God, and it seemed like everything I did failed. And because I planned one thing and I was doing something else trying to make that plan come to pass. And so I looked at myself as a failure. I just condemned myself all the time, just all the time, all the time, all the time. And it, what I'd look, look good and then it'd crash. And then, and so I had a lot of depression from it. And I remember, Greg, when I saw that in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. No. But it's a different thing than judging yourself.
That's right. Now faith is.
Now faith is.
Same thing as now, there is therefore now.
Now, right now.
So if I'm in faith, there's no condemnation.
No.
At all. And this is the thing, Saul's not in faith.
Now, when I finally stepped across the line.
Yes, sir.
Walked away from my aviation dream and stepped over and went to ORU, 1967. Well, the Lord wasn't about to tell me I was about to fly the best airplane I'd ever seen in my life. No. No, I was going to have to do this thing by faith. And I told the Lord, I said, well, my flying has come between you and me. I just lay it right here. I'll never turn another propeller again. If that's your will, I'll walk away from it. Mm. And walked right into the best airplane I'd ever even been up close to, much less flown.
That's the rich young ruler. Loved him. He's not taking things away from him.
No,
he's going to take
no.
him up to another level.
Yeah.
He's about to travel with the man.
Well, and like we said, as he was, he said, sell what you have and come follow me. Mm-hmm. What a replacement for Judas. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. he said, all these I've kept for my use. And he was a rich man. And he obviously had handled his money well. And Jesus said, you come follow me. And he walked away from apostleship.
Jesus always, he always has a redemptive solution.
Yes, he does.
Because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Even if you can't see it, he has a redemptive solution. Stay in faith and watch it happen.
Yes, sir.
In your life.
And don't become offended at him.
No. That's Saul. That's what he
John
did.
The Baptist got offended at him. Jesus said so. But then John the Baptist had no idea what his calling was. Amen.
Seeing his goodness changes your countenance.
Yes, it does. Amen. Say it again.
Seeing his goodness changes your countenance.
Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, boy.
Thank you, Papa. Recognizing that God is good will define your reality. You can have faith for what you know is good. When you believe the love that God has for you, it will change the way you see yourself and the life He has for you. See, victory comes when you have a revelation of God's love and His goodness.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth, but what are those laws? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Releasing God's Love in You. This is our free product offer this week. It's an audio series by Brother Copeland, and it will teach you to fill your spirit, fill your mind, and fill your mouth with faith-filled words that dominate the laws of sin and death. And I encourage you to use this teaching to help keep strife and unforgiveness out of your heart. So you need to release the love of God that's in you into whatever challenge you're facing, and then you watch the power of God's Word turn that situation around and take back the freedom and the peace that He has prepared for you. This is a great series to listen to as a family. And we need to be teaching our children to look for and to recognize the goodness of God in their life, because they are not too young to begin learning how to apply God's love in their lives. So to get your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You on MP3 or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. And if you need prayer, I encourage you to call KCM's prayer line. Did you know they have prayer ministers who are licensed and trained in the Word of God? And they will pray the Word with you. They'll pray scriptures and they'll pray them in faith and remind you that you don't have to believe the lie of the enemy that there's no solution to your situation. No, listen, the truth is you draw near to God and you resist the devil, He'll flee from you. That's the truth. So call the prayer line and come into agreement with someone on the Word of God, because faith is the victory that overcomes the world. To contact the KCM office nearest you, go to kcm.org. Thanks for watching today. Join us again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org.uk to receive your free digital download of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory, and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.